This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So are we as a show? Is it an official show stance? You're open for business to Tennessee. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I think everybody should
Next
be.
Official show stance. You're not giving up 33 to Tennessee for Cam Ward. Owen?
Oh, not absolutely not.
Mitchapalooza?
I can't do it.
Okay, Lima. No on 33.
Right.
Okay, we're all no on 33.
I have somebody in the know that was like, you. That's exactly what you would have to give up. You would not have to give up number 33. The other proposal that you said is what would be the deal.
This would be their deal.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's...
So we could have them. If they were really willing to do it...
Swapping one and two. Swapping one and two. Really? You got a text like that?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Is that... Should we play... Sound with that?
Dun, dun, dun?
No, I think...
You got a text to someone listening right now saying that yeah. my proposal would
that
be
knows,
the deal?
That knows all about the values, that was going over the logic of it with me about how Tennessee... They're either going to take them because, obviously, at number one, if they really liked them. And I said, well, couldn't they squeeze out more from any team? And he's like, no. Any negotiation... You know, with them, he's like, there's no chance because they're not going to debate whether or not they really wanted him. And then a little bit of extra is going to be the difference in them having the franchise quarterback or not, the guy, the prospect that they would have him. Mm-hmm. So he seems pretty confident that they would be able to get him.
So my proposal, you swap one and two, you still get Cam. Then you're giving up 67, 94, two threes, and 104, which is a fourth. Total value, 3,065 on your draft chart. Is that a good deal? Would you give that up for Cam Ward?
Yeah, I would.
We get to Maurice. Some people call him that. He's in Maple Heights. Hello, Maurice.
What's going on? First of all, I got to say this. If you give up those picks for Cam Ward, I want some of what they're smoking. Because that's ridiculous. Cam Ward is not a blue chipper. So you're going to move up. Give all your draft capital.
How do you know he's not a blue chipper?
Because if he was a blue chipper, it would be no concern. Like John Elway, Patrick Manning, everybody
like
knew.
Like Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence.
I didn't think Trevor Lawrence was a blue chipper, but
you didn't think that? Oh, okay. Well,
no,
I didn't ask Maurice in Maple Heights that back in the day.
And it didn't turn out to where he really was. But let's go back to the game. Of the game is chess, not checkers. Okay, we have no cap space. We need these young picks.
We do, we do. Who's making the picks, Maurice? Who's making the picks?
I'm saying, first of all, the Browns are moving to Brook Park.
Okay, that doesn't. I don't know what that doesn't have to do with that.
Maurice,
stay with me. Who is making the draft picks? Who's making the picks?
Andrew Berry.
Okay, now let me get you this. Stay with me, Maurice. I'm going to change your mind live here on the radio. Do you understand me? Put one hand on the radio, okay?
I'm listening.
I'm going to change your mind right now. You can swap your number two for the number one. Give up pick 67, 94, and 104. Let me read you the names of who Andrew Berry has picked in the third and fourth round since 2000, if you want to do that. Last year was Zach Zinter. He's still around. 2 years ago was Cedric Tillman. Siaki Ika did not make the roster to start the season at the beginning of this last season. DeJuan Jones, you know I love that young man, but he's been hurt to finish the year, the first 2 years of his career. Isaiah McGuire has some upside. Okay, that's great. Let's move on. MJ Emerson, good year, not so good year. Alex Wright is on his way out. David Bell is gone. Perrion Winfrey didn't even get started. He's selling shoes on the internet. Cade York is gone. Round three of 2021. Anthony Schwartz. James Hudson is gone. Tommy Togiai was gone before we could even say anything about him. Then in the rounds three and four in 2020, Jordan Elliott, Jacob Phillips, Harrison Bryant, all gone. Never made too big a deal about him. You'd rather hold on to all them guys because Andrew's picking them. You're not. Those are your ideas, but Andrew's the one that puts them in charge. You'd rather hold on to all those guys, or would you like to take a swing? And you're not giving up 33, and you get Cam Ward, and we get a chance to get ourselves out of the with a young quarterback, just like you said, a young quarterback on a rookie deal, who you have a fifth-year option with. A fifth-year option, Maurice. 5 years of chance to get out of this hell that we are in right now with a quarterback that people can get excited about, a fine young man. Maurice, are you willing to do that for me?
Defense wins championships.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God in heaven. The sweetest hit music. It is.
I know how certain salespeople got to feel then. You just ain't reaching them.
Are we ever going to have a defense that was as good as the one we had a couple of years ago? That C.J. Stroud carved up?
I just read you those names. I know when you see rounds three, four, you go, oh, guys, that's too much. That's your ideas. You never think you're going to pick bad players. I gave you the last 5 years of his drafts, the last 5 years of rounds three and four, and who they've picked. All right? You want to go through them names again? Because MJ Emerson, who nobody could other than.
I'm Joan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I couldn't explain last year. I couldn't do it. But nobody seemed to have a lot of confidence in him by the end of the season. Hate to say it. Fine young man, but the truth. You got MJ Emerson, DeJuan Jones. Can't stay healthy. And I love him. That's not his fault. Some people might put it on him, but that's not my... I'm not going to judge that. That ain't you. Guys, we talked about that at 7 o'clock with Justin Termini. That ain't me to say it. No. Isaiah McGuire's trending up. That's one, okay? Zach Zinter is still unknown. Cedric Tillman's still unknown. And then you get into whatevers. Cade York gave us a lot of fun once. And that was about it. So there you go. You can go for the gusto. Cam Ward may work out. He may not work out. All right, but if they're saying he's far and away number one, I could just be shouting into the wind. Because Tennessee might not be that interested. Because I'll tell you right now, I want to know why Tennessee is open for business if he's far and away number one.
Right.
They need a quarterback, too.
You do keep coming back to that. Not that you can totally rely. These teams are all unreliable. It's why they're bad more times than not.
Mm-hmm.
So that is part of it, and it can cloud your judgment if you get too bogged down in any of that. But it is interesting, and then you want to take yourself out of this spot. You want to take yourself... you know, back 6 months ago or 4 months ago, and like, what did we think about these quarterbacks? And then what has changed? Is it just that we're caught up in desperation? Are we caught up Because that's been one of the things levied at us anytime me and you talk about Shador Sanders. You guys are just desperate. You just want a quarterback to want a quarterback. So I want to make sure that we're grading things in the legitimate way.
If I get desperate, I'm going to tell you this right now. If I do sound desperate, it's because sometimes I do get desperate because you guys get me all worked up about Kenny Pickett starting the season. I ain't worked up. I got plenty to talk about with the Browns and the Cavs and the Guardians. It ain't about a storyline. I got plenty of things to get into. I got plenty of them. I can talk about Dan Hurley. What else do we got here? I mean, I could talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. I can talk about the weather. I can talk about whether or not my son should have a cell phone at 9 years old. Should I get him a cell phone? Is it too young to get him a cell phone? I mean, we could talk about it all, brother. I do not need a quarterback for a storyline. I need a quarterback so I can get a chance to get myself out of this hell. Because it's either A, I got Kenny Pickett starting the season, or B, I got a guy who's on Instagram making videos and then according to you flying out of town that, oh, well, all of a sudden now we got to blow the dust off of that and see whether or not that we can get him to play again. Okay. I'd rather take a shot with Cam Ward if that's a possibility. I didn't think it was possible. Cam Ward's all those things that everything that everybody says they don't like about Shador Sanders. Okay, Cam Ward's the opposite.
Yeah, he's got the physical traits.
He's got the stronger arm. If you guys think that Shador's a loudmouth, okay, obviously I don't have a problem with a loudmouth, but if you guys think Shador's a loudmouth, Cam Ward, I don't know if the regular Browns fan has heard him speak that much. No? Mm-mm.
The only thing we've heard from him was him talking to Shador about who had the better offense.
If you fire, I don't know about Cam Ward's personal history. If you fire Kevin Stefanski, you're not going to hear about new coaches and craziness. If you fire Andrew Berry, you're not going to hear about different people getting involved in craziness. All those things that we keep hearing about Shador Sanders. There's no nepotism here. That we don't believe in. There's none of that with Cam. So, hey, if you guys just don't want to make a pick, hey, I can respect that. If you guys just want to say, guys, I know who's in charge of it, fine. I can respect you all. Because Maurice, maybe another day I would have blown him off the air. I tried to sell Maurice on it. Because look at who's, you got to remember who's making the picks. It ain't Maurice in Maple Heights. It ain't Mitch in Lakewood. It's Andrew Berry. Tom and Menner. It ain't Tom and Menner. You're next up on the fan. Go.
Uncle Kenny, real quick. You know, I agree with you 1,000% on literally 90% of everything, but I can't imagine your sale you're trying to put out there. And again, here's my question for you.
Well, I can get you into a real nice Siaki Ika again instead of going for the gusto with a quarterback. That'll be good.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. But my question for you is this. And again, all this is a guessing game. I don't care how we look at it. We guessed wrong on the last quarterback, and we're all worried about what we're going to guess on this one. But I would say this to you, and this is the reason why I think Tennessee is shopping around the number one pick. Mm. If Cam Ward is by far the consensus overall no-brainer pick this year, as of today, where would he rank next year? And I think part of what Tennessee is trying to look at, which I think we should look at, but I know we're not going to, is, again, let's look to see if Cam Ward in next year's draft, is he the fourth or fifth best quarterback? And that's why maybe they're looking at waiting or trying to go and say, okay, let me build up my entire team around what is going to be the number one overall
consensus
for the last couple of years.
Because you and I as fans, and Tom, thank you very much for the call, and the new general manager of the Tennessee Titans all have something in common. We have time. The Browns don't. So I do have to mix the expediency of how they have to work with what I have available. Because they have to work quick. Because if you get Abdul Carter and you have Kirk Cousins or God knows who else, I mean, you win six games, it's over. I'll thank you for doing what you believe is always right by the franchise, but you win six games, it's done.